Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Tyrant But Deadly. Last time we left off, you guys went in and fought some little cat creatures that weren't actually quite as little as I had originally explained them to be.
Yeah, it's facts.
It's like, oh yeah, this little cat jumps up on your neck. Oh, this little 7 foot tall, 800 pound cat jumps up on your neck.
I would absolutely let that happen if I know it was 7 foot tall. Hey, buddy, I'm going to name you something. Get the fuck away from me, you monster.
Its paw got stuck in your arm.
Yeah.
It's 8 foot paw. Just.
They had some shape changing abilities and decided to try to look like Rosvin, although didn't really fool people. And then you guys fought them.
It definitely fooled Kazuma. It didn't fool Organa, who's smart.
You guys fought them in a library and eventually won out. And in that library is where we left off. I do have to do a roll-off for the extra hero point this time because we got a tie with 2 votes each for Organa and Rosvin.
Whoa! That's crazy to me because like the last 5 or 6 episodes has consistently been Kazuma and Chaser. So this is an important day, which means it's going to go to Organa. Also, I don't pick, so you pick the numbers. Because remember, I don't do well with...
I always pick odd. Every time you ask me, I pick odd, so...
So is that cool? Odds for Organa?
Sure thing. Cool. 2.
Oh! Wait, oh. Evens is good for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get confused sometimes, you know, right? We do this. We do this.
Oh my god. And I'm the dumb
two
one.
2 is an even number.
And I'm pretty sure we left off with...
Organa just got stabilized.
Yeah, so no searching or anything had happened yet. Just stabilized, and we called it there.
Did could we, like, heal? Can we take that time?
You can, yeah.
Okay. I would like to treat wounds on myself. DC 20.
Okay.
Jay.
What's up?
Didn't move it at all.
That's a 20.
Yeah, 20, baby.
That is a 20.
Kind of sucks because I wanted to do a DC 30, but I was afraid. It would have been a 35. It's a 35, so.
You went with the DC 20, you said.
Yeah.
Crit with that is 48 plus 10. What are other people doing during that 10 minute time? I think people.
Chaser's going to refocus.
We did not heal it all right because of the actions and stuff?
Yeah, we stopped like right at the end.
10 minutes, I'll pop one off and then pray. So I'll use one, so...
You would need to refocus.
Refocus. If we're not taking 20 minutes, I'm just going to refocus. I'm not going to use it.
Got 30.
So we need 20 minutes for Cosma, at least, is what I'm hearing?
If he wants to heal himself. Yeah.
And then, do you need more than just a lay on hands, or no?
That'll put me at max and get my point back.
Kevin?
I'm at 48 of 76 now.
So after...
After that.
After the 10 minutes?
Yeah, after the 10 minutes.
So that's just the first one.
That's just the first one. I was at 18. Like that cat fucked me up. It was on top of me. So I need some kind of healing. Did he lay on hands me?
He lay on hands himself.
Okay, then... So you prayed after that, right? Because you just touched yourself. So I would see him praying, right? Hey, can you you do that thing to me too? Because I'm hurting still.
They want to wait 10 more minutes?
I'm okay with it because I'm not looking good. I got pussy whip, dude.
You can soothe him, yes?
Why would you first? If you
because there's a cat. I get it.
Well, I prayed before I healed. I prayed before I healed, so I would give it to you first because I'm much better off than you are right now, hit point wise, probably, and feeling better.
You can soothing mist yourself too, right?
I'm at 48 of 76.
So I do 24.
24? Is that what you're saying? You do 24?
That's 72.
That's 72. I'm good with 72.
But Mike still needs healing. Organa needs a lot of healing.
Did you just heal 72?
No, healed him up to 72.
So my second 10 minutes, right, because that's when I was getting that second heal because he had a, can I DC 20 treat wounds on Organa?
Yeah.
I rolled an 11, so that's a 26, which passes. 26?
26 passes a DC 20, not a critical.
18.
While they're taking their second 10 minutes, can I inspect the room for everything?
Sure.
Because I'm full health and I have my focus points.
Yeah, go for it.
Wow, thanks for helping. Oh, you can't. That's right.
He can only do it for himself.
I could heal you with, like, the,
Yeah, that's what I just did.
The stuff, but you can do it faster.
Well, I don't do it. Yeah.
You can do it every 10 minutes. I could only do it an hour.
Organa, how you feeling?
Well, I'm still hurting. Took a couple hefty shots from them tigers.
Kazuma, how you feel? You feeling good?
Yeah, I'm good. In the time you're taking there, I'll be good. I only need one pop for myself.
Jay.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to spend another 10 minutes, but Organa's still hurt, I'm going to use my second focus point. Because we get them both back, right? Or we can just do it twice to get them both back.
Mm-hmm.
And I also don't use them that often in battle. So I'm going to use that for the instant heal to use Soothing Mist. It's a 4d8. Hopefully I can roll a little bit better. That's 21 more.
Chase, you find a couple scrolls among the shelves.
How many is couple?
Two.
Okay. So an actual couple, not like when people say, oh, a couple of things. Like, and...
David, it's me. If I say a couple, I mean two.
Can I make out what the scrolls are?
You would have to be able to check the magic of them, like identify magic stuff for them.
Right, because I can't just look at it and be like, this clearly says, cast this.
It doesn't, because it would be in a magical text.
Yeah. It wasn't sarcasm, it was me remembering that I actually can't do that.
Gotcha.
I can.
Yeah, I was about to, but you don't like me.
True. That is very, very true. Well, not you, I actually like you, David.
I appreciate that. Organa, I found these scrolls. If you want them, I can't do anything with them.
Are you trying to suck up to me?
No, they're literally just, like, paper to me.
I mean, they're literally paper to all of us.
No.
All right, I'll take them.
Here you go.
Wait, you didn't get them out of, like, a coffin or something, right? All right, I don't want them.
That's a risk you gotta take.
Yeah, you could hold them then.
No, I found them on the shelf over here.
Deception check. Or, what is it?
Seeing if he's lying?
Yeah. That's a secret check, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, you saw me walking around the room, probably.
That doesn't mean shit.
Fair.
I also saw you...
Not that you know it, but I did hide a sword for him to come...
You saw her laying down, but she wasn't taking a nap.
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. Not that I should have, but like, yeah.
You believe that he got them from the room? On one of the shelves in this room?
All right, I'll take them then.
So are we all doing better? We can probably move on, try to figure stuff out. We got a lot. We got some stuff to check out, right?
Yeah, what did he give me?
Two scrolls.
Of something. He doesn't know what they are.
Yeah, well, I figured that's why he said they were just paper to him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is, like, I can't do anything with this.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, so can we talk real quick about how I was just okay with a 7-foot cat jumping on my shoulder? Like, that's, what am I thinking, bro?
You're okay with a lot, man.
What's that?
I thought we said that it grew when it was on you.
No.
Like, it was a small cat.
Maybe,
we realized that it's supposed to be a bigger cat, and that was when it started getting aggressive.
While
he's
on,
went,
and they hang on a second. You're bigger than you started.
If that's the case, then still, I had
kitty.
All right, let me rephrase. Can we talk about the fact that I had a 7-foot cat on my shoulders at one point in time? That's crazy.
Yeah, you're like made of skin
like I
and
said,
bones,
man,
so that's pretty surprising.
You seem to go with the flow. I just thought you were just cool with it. I don't know.
I was at first, and then it hit me really hard. And then I was like, maybe not for me.
The cat or the idea that it's probably not a good idea to have a giant cat on you?
I think both at the same time, actually.
at this point, we all look decent. Like, we did a bunch of healing.
I mean, Chaser always looks
decent.
Chaser
was looking around, so obviously I think he's good.
A couple cuts and bruises, but I'm ready to move on.
I'm just going
to
walk out one of the doors, the north one.
I'll follow Rosvin.
Oh my god, this is the best day of my life. That was so good. I was so happy that worked out.
You didn't see that one coming, did you?
Not. I genuinely thought you were going to go through the south door because
nope.
I went in, but I'm unexpectedly unexpected.
That's, Organa's the best at it, yeah. Man.
Cosma, I know that you, the whole, like, last to leave, but are you going to wait until Chaser goes before you come with us, or are you just going to...
I mean, I'm not going to leave.
It sounds like, Cosma, I know you're like...
I'm not going to leave him by himself.
That's fair.
Just leave.
Chaser, are you coming?
Yeah, I'm right behind you.
Oh, that's fair. All right, we're all out of the room, so you can be the last to leave now. We're just fucking going now.
Where?
Oh, no, I'm getting there. I'm just saying, like, today is a Rosvin's not having patience day, so I'm gonna go to that door and open it.
Oh, damn it! I was gonna be like, I'd like to stay on the lookout for more, you know, enemies that we alerted.
Scouting?
Can I scout since I'm looking out while I'm going forward?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to scout and go over.
I'm just
going to
meander. I know that's not a...
Bringing it back. I like it.
Yeah, I think there's one that's just move is...
Yeah, no, I know, but...
Move along.
Meander is a better term.
Yo, I hope there's something in this room.
What's your problem, dude?
No, just, I don't know. The cats fucked me up, and I just... I want to just do stuff. I want to get through this.
Do you talk to somebody, or...?
No, I mean, I don't even know what that means, because I'm only, like, a couple days old, so, like, you mean, like... psychologically, like, I need to get some stuff off my chest, or like, you just want to be my
I don't know what that means. First guess exactly what it means.
Exactly
super long
mean.
Medical term.
Dead on.
I reach in my bag and I grab one of the grasshoppers. Do you mean like you want to be like friends and you want to talk? You want one of my grasshoppers?
I thought we were friends, but no,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, no, but I mean best friends. Best friends get the grasshopper.
How many best friends do you have?
You gave one to both of us.
I think I gave one to Cosmo, but that's because he said he wanted some of my treasure, so I gave him one.
Didn't say that.
I don't know if I gave one to Chaser.
Didn't say that.
I don't know if I did that. And I also, I think, put one on that fountain that had the
pea monster. You gave one to Chaser.
The best friends
usually lie to each other. That wasn't a best friend thing. That was because I thought that was the right thing to do because there was a piss monster in
there. So they're not only four best friends.
Well, they're not only. I didn't say they're only for best friends, did I? I said I give them to my best friends.
In my magic bag, I have paper grasshopper,
hold on to that.
Quote, or parentheses, magic, question mark.
No. Best friend,
no,
question
it's just
mark?
Paper.
So, luckily, because the magic ones are bad.
Yeah. Don't open it.
The particular magic one that was there was bad anyway.
Don't read anything that's written in it.
If
yeah, you're
here
you go, man. Like, I just. I feel like...
Yeah, you can hold on to that.
All right, I will. I'll keep this one. I'll remember which one this is.
Wooden counters and cupboards ring this rectangular room, stocked with cooking implements, utensils, and dishes. Most of the metal accoutrement sports patches of rust, and dirty wooden bowls are piled haphazardly in one area. An iron pot-bellied stove is adjacent to the northern door, while another door exits to the south.
I would like to go in and look around the room.
Careful, Rosvin.
Why?
Don't start any more fights with things in here.
I mean, there's just some
cooking stuff.
He just
told me he was looking for a fight.
Who said that? Oh, I did say that, didn't I?
You literally just said it.
Did I just say it? Yeah.
Why are you trying to cause problems?
Who's causing problems?
You.
I'm trying to cause solutions, bro.
Organa, are you following him in? Because I'm behind you at the moment.
You search around. You find a lot of rotten food and stuff. Stuff that seems like it's been sitting here a few days, unclean, but you don't notice anything else while you're digging around.
Okay. All right, I'm going to just go to the other door and open it. Guys, I'm just going to open this door because it looks like there's just rotten food in here, so...
Organa, do you follow? Or are you standing, like, outside the room?
Been following Rosvin.
Cosmo, you still back there?
Literally right here by Chaser.
What?
So literally right here following Chaser.
What exploration activity are you doing?
Scout?
Everyone's scout.
No, I'm not.
He's meandering.
Chaser's going to stand outside the door that, they first went into, not the new room.
Maybe I should go
just on the lookout
first, Rosin, because you definitely like to set off every trap that we find somehow.
You're not in the same room as him right now.
I know.
What?
I'm talking loud.
You set off a trap.
Why are you talking loud?
Huh?
Why are you talking loud?
Because we're not right next to Rosin.
Cool. Let's let everything in here know that we're here.
Sure, because we didn't already
do
that
at all.
We're gonna fucking fight.
Had a fight in the literal center of the area.
Cosmo, if you want to come all the way up here, since you were all the way back there, you can, or I can just... And I walk in the room.
Two round tables, each with four simple wooden chairs, fill this small room. Deep gouges mar the surface of the western table, which is otherwise clean. The other table is slightly dusty, as if someone made only a half-hearted effort to clean it. Heavy tapestries are firmly affixed to the walls, each depicting proud knights smiting foul-looking creatures. Doors exits to the north and south.
Where do you want to be?
You just went in, so...
That's a fact.
Right by you? I wasn't going to let you be off on your own if something came up behind us.
Cosmo!
What?
You gotta come in here real quick.
Work?
Like,
what are we working on?
I should have let you come in here first.
Yeah, I already said that.
You gotta come in here real quick.
I'm trying.
Okay. And when he gets in there, I go, there's tables.
Riveting.
You said that I was going to trap, like, trigger a trap, so...
Because you always do. You find every trap and somehow activate it.
I find them.
Sometimes on purpose.
I find them, though.
I'd rather not find them.
Okay, so you're going to just walk into them without knowing they're there?
If we don't find them, that means we didn't walk into them.
I find them. I think I'm doing my job great. I want to search the room.
You're allowed to be wrong.
While I'm talking to them, I might just start searching around. Like, I get that you're afraid and stuff of traps that are not here.
I don't want to hurt my party members by walking around setting them off for no reason.
I don't think I've actually hurt any of our party members. I think I hurt myself.
No, you've hurt
everyone.
All
this fighting is making me crazy. I'm going to go to the room to the south. East? East of it? Is that just east? Yeah, it is. East.
Look, you made Organa walk away.
Didn't it make her do anything? No one makes Organa do anything.
You find nothing special in here.
Okay.
Nobody puts Organa in the corner.
You move your mini where you are so I can adjust the map from there.
Oh.
Do you want to yell up to Organa and see if you want her, if she wants you to go first, or?
Chaser, I'm not sure where you're going.
I mean, she's not known for listening.
Pretty much left you alone.
I know.
I'll follow Organa.
I'll just follow the hallway and meet them around the corner.
Are you opening that door there, Organa?
What's up?
Are you opening that door?
Oh yeah.
Three walls of this room support tall racks that were built to hold suits of armor and weapons. The racks are mostly empty, save for a few broken blades and rusted armor plates.
Oh, I know. It's just I'm not there. Like, I'm outside, so...
I'm also not there.
I don't want any of this shit.
All right, let's... I'm going to go to the next door.
You're going to bypass Organa and go to the next
door? Oh, yeah.
I'm just going to look in and say, I don't want any of this shit, and I'll probably just keep walking, so I guess I'll probably mash into him.
I do this really awkward thing where I start to go, and then she gets like, she's like, I don't want this stuff, and she starts
to go.
So,
like, steps back out of the
doorway.
So, I step
back, and I'm like, no, go ahead. Like, and like, I do the little, like, awkward dance thing. Like, go ahead, you could go.
What about you two?
I will inspect the room that they walked past and didn't go in.
Smart.
Oh, see, Jacer, you don't want to do that, because then Cosmo's going to accuse you of triggering traps all the time.
If he's staying behind, I'm staying with him, so no one is left alone.
Okay, we're like 5 feet away from you.
Because Cosma definitely thinks you're going to stop.
That's fair.
I'm not.
That's a fair point.
I'm not stopping. There's another door here.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Won't stop, won't
Could
stop.
Could totally stop if she wanted to. Will not.
I'm like a shark, dude. If I stop moving, I'll die.
Chaser, you're digging through there, and behind a broken tower shield, you actually find a well-kept warhammer with a symbol emblazoned on the head of it. That symbol is of Sarenrae. And, like, coming out from the symbol, there are a bunch of, like, runic carvings as well.
Okay. Hey, Cosmo, this isn't a grave, right?
No.
Yo, that's so fucking funny.
Cool, I'm gonna take this.
Okay.
Great. I'm gonna put it in my special place.
Does that mean you're trying to get better and not rob graves?
I'm gonna put it in my magic bag.
Chaser, does that mean you're trying to be better and not steal from graves?
I just wanted to know if you'd be upset with me or not.
I'd hope for you for like a second, and it's gone. They're trying to be a better man again. One with the law. Disappointed.
Okay. I'm going to take this now and catch up to them, if that's all right with you.
Why would I care? I mean, I would prefer we stay with them instead of staying behind.
Great.
Things have definitely not worked out well when we've not been together.
Great.
Well, usually you're mad at us for going ahead, but this time you're mad at him for staying behind. So I think there's character growth that I see.
Both things are obnoxious to Cosmo.
Two L-shaped mahogany tables stand between the northern and southern exits of this rectangular room. Atlases lie open on the tables next to rolls of parchment. Several cloth maps hang on the walls, showing the surrounding area, the Hold of Lastwall, the southern border of Ustalav, and the southeastern border of the Hold of Belkson. Many of the maps have tiny flags pinned to them. Most of the maps bear thin films of dust. Only the map showing the area around Rossler's coffer is clean. There are also two people inside this room.
What?
What?
Two people?
The Organa and Ross.
This isn't like the door situation where you come in the door and it's the same door.
Do they seem friendly?
Or are they surprised by us? And they're like, oh my god.
Highly doubt they're surprised by us.
The two of them look almost identical.
Like one and greedy now?
Yes, glasses.
Swear to god.
Oh, finally, the new recruits are here.
Yep. Sorry we're late.
Yeah, what took you so long?
Just looking around. We got lost a little bit. There's a lot of turns and stuff.
You should have been told where to come.
Yeah, no, we were, but like...
Also,
he
pissed himself.
Yeah, that was... It was not like that. I was laughing really, like, hard, and I peed a little bit. Not, like, pissed myself. But, like, you know...
He pissed himself.
All right, that's... Okay. But, and yeah, so I had to clean that up. That's what took so long.
Did we hear all this?
Basically, as you're leaving the room, you're catching that last part of the conversation there.
I heard about the pee.
Yeah.
Oh, he definitely pissed himself.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
I don't know if you know that they...
Oh, so it's not just the two of you. The rest of you are here also?
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to say. They're just back there, you know. They were lacking behind.
Got lost
and
also, just making sure.
I had to tell them which way to go. That's why it took us so long.
Before or after you pissed yourself.
It was kind of in the middle. Like, I peed myself a little when I was laughing. And then...
Set off a lot of traps.
No. To begin with, I peed a little bit. But then they were lost, and I was scared that we lost them forever. So then I peed myself fully, and then we found them.
Well, this is happening.
We brought them here.
Can I go to the other door, the opposite side?
Yeah.
Great, because I don't... Clearly, they're expecting other people at the very least.
Do I see them? I don't know where exactly.
No, because
you're... No,
because
they haven't technically entered the room yet, so...
Yeah, sorry we're late.
Late for what?
Us being here. We're supposed to be here, Cosmo.
What do you mean, late for what?
We're supposed to be here. You know what's going on, man. They told us all about this.
I literally just said...
Sorry about him. He's the new one, you know?
You were the one that was
we're
just born.
New.
I mean, all of you are
recruits.
New.
We're
yeah,
all
but he's
new.
The newest of the of
No,
us
you
all.
Were the one that was just born,
Cosmo,
not me.
Like, I'm
this
talking
to
these
had
nice
to deal
people.
With this
shut,
entire
up,
time.
Shut up, dude. So
this
I apologize
time.
For him.
I don't know
he's
where you're
not,
finding these people.
I think he got hit in the head. You know, good...
I don't know if it's running thin out here
It's hard to find, you know. My bad. Sorry about him.
Who are you talking to?
Are you waiting outside the door? Or are you
I'm waiting outside the door and, like, listening through it if I can.
Roll me perception.
Absolutely. Not good.
It's not heavy.
It's because I just threw it in. I rolled a 20 on my perception. Total of 20.
You do hear it muffled through the door. You are able to pick up a few words here and there. It is enough to get the gist of the conversation, but not word for word.
That's fine. That's good enough. Just enough that I could hear, like, if things turn hostile.
So which one of you is supposed to be the expert on Rossler's coffer?
Oh, that's not me. I'm just going to be honest. I think it might be the girl behind me. Or
yeah,
one of the others.
In front of me. I've lived here for quite some time.
Lived here?
I mean, way, way back.
Hmm. Sure.
I believe.
Never.
Shut the fuck
you
up.
Never leave.
I will. I'm going to go home and go to sleep.
Why did you need... Maybe I can help out. I'm not the expert, but what did you need?
Oh, well, we have these maps in here, and we're just trying to map out the area properly.
Oh, I think we could figure that out. Or yeah, help you out.
I mean, like you said, he got lost for a while. He probably knows a decent amount of what's around here, too.
Yeah, because I've been around a lot. Because I spent a lot of time walking around getting lost, so I obviously know the place now.
Oh, well, how'd you make it through the fog?
What fog? What are we talking about?
The fog.
The giant fog that surrounds the whole town.
Well, we're in here.
Well, you weren't here when we started.
I got the,
You don't know that. We were lost.
The brand new recruits weren't here when the rest of us got here.
Oh, like, originally.
And set up the fog around the town?
Originally. Okay, I know, yeah, I got what you're saying. I got what you're saying. I thought you meant, like, now.
Either these
two
are complete idiots,
or
they are just biding their time.
Very strange. You're... somehow made it through the fog that you didn't know existed, even though there's no way you couldn't know it existed.
Yeah, I thought that you meant before.
And... the expert of Rossler's coffer has lived here a while, but not a while.
Yeah.
And
no, I said a while back.
Yeah, she said a while back.
Is a member of our organization, yet clearly is wearing gear from Phrasma.
Yeah, it's that's deceit.
Our enemy.
Yeah, it's deceit. We're spies.
So you're our enemies.
No, we're spies.
Wake up, boys.
I'd like to open the door now.
On the table, there are some experiments, bones and body stuff. They start moving and getting up.
Good job, Cosma. Fucking idiot.
Yeah, me.
Did you roll some things for us, and did roll badly?
I rolled to see if they noticed scumbags. The paraphernalia.
You weren't lying.
Also, they know you're not supposed to be. They know that you're not supposed to be here. They're trying to see what all they could get you to say.
Yeah, that's fair.
There's Rosman. Causing problems again.
What'd you say, Cosma? I don't care. Hey, can you guys kill him first?
Well, we don't even see him, so probably not.
Okay. Did I have that whole conversation while just sitting in the hall?
He didn't say he entered the room.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's what I'm saying.
And we don't assume.
Damn straight. We figure or...
deduce.
What, are you a teacher?
Yeah.
Teach me how to Dougie.
Teachers don't say damn straight.
They could.
Actually, I feel like at least one of my teachers definitely did say it at some point. Are they actually... do they actually look like this picture, Jason?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's them. One's wearing glasses.
Are we rolling for initiative?
Yeah, go ahead. Chaser.
16.
Oh, those are big boys.
The picture is still the cats, but that's not what they are. Because this is a modification.
They're not big, or are they?
Oh, no, they're big.
Oh, okay.
It's just they're not cats.
You said they're bones, so it's skeleton?
Yeah. Rosman.
35.
That was your initiative last time. Organa.
21.
Cosma.
25.
All right, these creatures are starting still on the tables. Chaser, you are starting with the door still closed.
Okay.
I mean, I said I was, like, waiting to hear if there was, like, a fight going to
also,
happen.
Also, well, yeah, but they're the ones who initiated the fight
with
their thing.
Also, you still have to open the door.
Also, you technically, if you wanted to, if it were better, you could have used stealth for your initiative because...
you're stealthy.
They are... you are not stealthing per se. However, you are outside a door. They do not know you're there, as far as you're aware.
Stealth is lower.
Jay, I have a question.
Yeah.
As per our previous non-assumption, I'm outside.
Uh-huh.
So I know we were talking with people.
Uh-huh.
And then I heard wake up boys.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know the layout of the room. But I know that there's more than just the people we were talking to, right?
You know there's at least three things in there.
Yeah. Was only one of them talking?
No, they're both talking. Their voices, even their voice was similar, but the way they're talking, you could tell that they're at least two voices, yeah.
So that means there's at least four, because they said boys, plural. So there's at least four in there. That's fair. Assumption? Oh, deduction? Okay. I just want to make sure. I want to make sure I'm not metagaming.
Roll an intelligence check.
No.
Why not?
I don't want to. And the GM didn't tell me to.
Rosman, you're up first.
I'm going to two-handed draw my bastard sword. I'm
gonna big boys in here.
Huh?
I said there's two big boys in here.
Oh, fuck. I didn't want to hear that. I'm going to start my movement into the doorway, and then I want to, you know, wait until I can see the stuff to assess what I would like to do, if possible. So I don't want to just make my movement and then, you know. So when I get there, I see where they're all at. And how much is that?
10.
Right. Can I move diagonal just to be in front of that the girl, the lady there?
There's a desk there. You can't move into that space.
Okay, move into that space. Okay.
Like, you can't stop there, basically. You have to move through it. Like, you can't stop in the space, but you can pass through it.
Okay, can I move one square towards, I guess it would be the east, so towards me, physically, like real life me? And then, yes, perfect. And then I would like to hunt prey on the lady that's there.
Glasses or no glasses?
Hold on. I'm trying to think about this now. I don't know what they do, but I'm pretty confident the big monsters are going to come to kill us. So I think the smart move would be to hunt prey on the monster that's going to come kill me, or try to. So I'm going to hunt prey on the one that's directly in front of me, because tactically speaking, he's probably going to rush right
up. Skeleton one, not the lady.
Not the lady, the skeleton one. Yeah, the big boy.
All right, Rosvin, this appears to you to be a bone golem. They are weak versus bludgeoning.
I let everybody know that. And I also say it this way specifically. From what I recall, I think these are bone golems, and I think that they're weak to bludgeoning-type weapons. But I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. And don't believe me if you don't want to. You
sounded really confident there.
I get it wrong sometimes, and I know that.
Does she'll turn?
Yeah, it's three. Cosmo, get in here.
I am.
Second in the battle.
GM... Did I also hear him say that, or is he too far away?
Only perception.
Hey, I have
a waste, but it was a nat 20.
I have a question.
He would have been.
Is that technically his first dice roll since initiative?
Douchebag.
So would he have to do his first dice
roll? Douchebag.
What was the total?
16.
You don't hear him?
He's going to punch the thing.
Yeah, but depending on what my stance is...
You pick up a couple words. Bone and bludgeoning are the words that you pick up.
Great.
Yeah, so, and now that I can confidently say that you might be able to piece that together, he used his quote-unquote disadvantage on a perception instead of one of his attacks. So, whereas it is the right call, it's actually pretty smart because now he lost out on a perception instead of an attack during his turn. So you're welcome.
That is absolutely fair, and I love when that happens.
So the one on the western side of the room stands up as its first action, moves over, crushes a lot of these tables as it's going.
Ugh.
And then just reaches out with a giant fist.
Giant fists me?
Coming straight at Rosvin.
Yeah, no, I feel like I deserve this a little bit, so...
25.
Hits.
Miss.
15 piercing damage.
Like shattered bones type stuff?
Yeah, basically. Like, its knuckles are there, and the knuckles have, like, bone protrusions on them.
Oof, that hurt.
The sister further back points a finger at you and casts a spell.
Heal?
No. I need a fortitude save. A red and black tinged beam comes at you from
Kevin
her hand.
Kevin is Ew. Using a hero point.
I would get a weakness to that. It's a beam.
Beam, you fucking idiot.
You said a beam.
Why would it be
red
a beam?
And black bean. Oh my god!
It sounded like a
it's
bean.
A killer kidney bean!
He definitely needs a fortitude for that awesome chili.
That's what it sounded like.
Context so that was clues, the man. Best hero point I could have ever
Why
used.
Why would it
I
went be?
From Why a, wouldn't it be?
I went from a 3 to an 18. So, 18, 33?
As this beam hits you, you feel strength sap away from you. You are enfeebled one. With the last action, she draws a dagger. Cosmo, you're up, buddy.
That thing's like right in front of me?
No, that's Organa.
No, it is you completely the on the other side of a wall. You have no idea what's in that room. You heard two people talking.
I was going to put you back in a moment.
Ross is in the room, right?
Yes, you saw him enter the room.
Well, my weapon.
You're also realizing that Chaser is not here.
Chaser, I'm fighting.
You're the fucking worst.
Why?
Don't worry about it.
You're the fucking worst. Yeah. Just
I mean, they don't know what now, a chaser is, or they
perception check.
It could be him.
I'd like to ask a question of: did Mike say that?
He said chaser.
He said chaser.
Yeah,
we're
but
fighting.
Mike's a fucking idiot.
No, Cosmo's a fucking idiot too. It's definitely in character.
No, it was Cosmo.
Granted, like they don't know where you are,
or what a chaser
said,
is. It could be him. Her. Could be Organa. They don't know.
20
orange juice.
You're not wrong.
He's not
wrong. It could be me, but like...
There's what's a up? Glass of 22. Orange juice behind him. Come on, chaser.
You hear that come from around the hall, because it seems like it comes around like he had turned around to tell you.
Chaser lets out a quiet sigh.
Natural one.
Would Cosmo know...
Anyway, I don't think that was
would
happening
Cosmo
either.
Notice that he went around the corner?
He didn't go around the corner.
Probably not.
Chaser went around the corner to the other side. Cosmo was in that hallway. Chaser was in the room and then went around the corner. I don't think Chaser was in that hallway first.
The last he would have seen, if you were paying attention, was him going around the corner.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, he wouldn't...
He was engaging with you guys and them in conversation.
Yeah.
So I'd assume that
we don't
he
assume.
Wasn't watching me. I'd
we figure or deduce.
If I had to deduce what transpired...
I know what our book 2 running gag is going to be.
Yeah, we know it's definitely going to be Jay's favorite. But I will take out my weapon. I will walk inside. Take a brisk walk.
Oh, I thought you were grabbing an iced tea. I was like, this is not the time for that,
that's
man.
That's brisk, baby. You know, that's the first time I think I felt like a friend to you.
Damn. God damn.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
And I just came in.
It's all uncalled for here.
I'm just going with it because. Yeah.
Man was just spanked.
He's wrong. It. You should not have done that to him.
Are you going right in the doorway, Mike?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel so much better right now. You don't even know. I won't tell Cosmo this, but I feel so much better now.
That I'm in the room with it?
No, that you're in between us.
Yeah.
And you can block shit.
Yeah.
It's the and point. Now I only have to focus on two casters and the other one. So I'm really happy.
He's saying Rosman will never admit it
he
to Cosmo.
But I'm glad
good
you're
job.
Here.
But he's saying good job.
You should.
Because, you know, you do so much more damage.
I see
this. Than
that's
than
facts.
It. Yeah, you're coming through the door. You see a giant thing up there. You turn as you're peeking. You see two... nearly twin sisters, probably actually twins, just one has the glasses, and then instantly to your east, you're like, oh, fuck.
I think it's like right in my face, right?
Yeah.
As soon as he walks
west.
In, I'm like, Cosmo, there's a
yes,
thing
west,
right there.
Correct.
There's a bad guy right there.
I mean, he could have also gone directly east and been like, oh, fuck, because it's Rosman.
Yeah, that's
so.
Also true.
Nice shades, and I'm going to smoke the...
Your glasses.
Yeah.
They're not shades.
Yeah, shades.
Shades.
Whatever.
Like
I
reading glasses.
I love that four of us in here are wearing shades right now, apparently.
Well, these are trained.
That's a good roll.
So, technically.
Shit. Math. 18 plus 15.
33.
Plus one?
No.
Organa hasn't even gone yet.
The plus one from the ritual. I did add it, though, because I rolled a 17.
A 33 would be a crit.
Fuck yeah.
If it could be critted.
Really?
Mm-hmm. What's your damage type?
Piercing.
Oh. I think we have a tough guy moment.
Well, that's bad. First numbers are pretty good. 21 piercing and one positive if it's undead. It is also disrupting silver.
Medicine,
we don't assume.
Don't
I'm deducing and figuring. My weapon does count as silver and magic when attempting to bypass undead resistance.
All right. You get a good chunk off, but you do notice that, like, as you're stabbing your weapon, it does go through a lot of the gaps in the bones that are there, so it does not do... the full amount that you think it would have if you had gotten a better aimed hit or used a different weapon.
How about that positive to glow?
It glowed, but nothing like extra, like just a standard, like where it hit, it glowed a little bit there, but nothing, it doesn't seem like any additional effects.
But it looked like it still hurt it though?
Yes.
Positive.
Cosmo, what the fuck? I said use bludgeoning.
I don't have any bludgeoning, except for these bad boys.
What were you...
I wish Chaser was there.
What did you show
I wish
me?
Chaser
these
was there.
These bad boys, that they had weapon in both of their
yeah,
hands.
Yeah, that's what I'm like, you're... Halberd? What are you showing me?
My guns.
You have guns?
You have guns?
Where'd you get those?
You haven't been using them this whole time?
Wait, I'm gonna roll play this properly. What's a gun?
My arm. My muscle.
Yeah. The other giant creature stands up from the table, it eventually crushing underneath him as he goes.
Why is it crushing underneath him?
Is there a fucking
because
giant?
They're moving around on it now and focusing their weight into a single spot.
Okay.
Where
you know, like
where
snowshoes
feet are.
Versus
yeah,
feet.
That's fair.
Or snow.
Yeah. It's like they were just on it, so like, if it was going to break from their weight, it should have broken already, but that's reasonable.
As this one stands up, you notice that it's made from a creature that has some tusks. You notice this specifically because it puts its head down and uses two actions to use a terrifying charge.
I have a question.
Yes, it's coming after you.
No, that's not my question. Did you predetermine which one was the tusk one and which one wasn't?
Yes.
Before I walked? Okay, I was just wondering. This would be really convenient if this is the one that I lined up with perfectly, and you were like, that's the one with tusks now. I was just asking.
Both
could have
lined up perfectly, like, honestly.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. Yeah. All right, man, that's cool.
You did put yourself in the corner of the room.
Well,
so.
I wanted to make sure people can get in.
No, I understand.
You know? I was just like, it's all right, I got a buddy who can stop some of the damage.
I know.
Can I see the North Twin?
North what?
The North Twin.
Barely, but yeah. There's
barely
a lot of stuff in the way.
Seal?
It would have cover from you. 33 to hit?
That hits.
Crit?
No.
He's in my range, right?
Yes.
Oh, I'll take the card.
8?
Yeah. on that natty daddy for a 36.
Wow.
23 piercing damage.
Around 9. Can I do extra damage because it's undead?
I'm really hoping this is a good crit. Like,
dead.
Dead.
More dead.
Detusk. Re-dead.
And that's going to be a 27 versus your will DC.
Damn.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's enough. Yeah.
You have been demoralized, sir.
Frightened?
Yep. Terrifying charge.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Literally called terrifying charge.
All right, so what'd you get?
35 for the nat 20.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the card. Piercing.
Again, not all of it's going to go through. Actually, that's false.
Nice.
Penetrating wound. The attack ignores all resistances.
Nice. 35 piercing damage. 9 positive damage.
All right. That is the end of its turn because that charge is 2 actions. Organa.
I'm going to cast shield on Rosvin. Oh, no. Shield. I can't cast shield on Rosvin. I'm going to cast shield on myself. And I'm going to cast Phantasmal Killer on the first mage, the one Southmore, the closer one.
They insulted Phirasma, so she's upset.
Starting to get her, you're starting to understand Organa, aren't you? You're starting to get
I've
it.
I've always understood Organa.
This is like a huge episode for Chaser, because he's like, Cosmo, can I take this? I just want to make sure you're not mad at me. And then she's like, yeah, I get it. You don't like the people that besmirched your god. Chaser's really figuring stuff out. Next, he's going to be like, Rosvin has no clue what's going on. And I'm going to be like, yeah,
no, you know what? He's got it down.
Great,
he knows the party
for
now.
Chaser. I know who I'm voting for. Hero point, baby.
All right, so you notice the nearby sister watching your motions casting quickly. And then as you're casting your shield spell, she does some actions with herself and gets, with her own hands, and gets a 30 to counteract your shield spell.
What do you mean?
Your shield spell, you feel it, try to cast, and then it just, like, shatters as you put it up.
I'm going to guess a counter spell.
Yeah.
I see you're doing it, you said?
Oh, you see her, like, you see yourself doing whatever motions you do. She's watching, and then, like, she catches up with the motions you're making. As your shield comes up, it just shatters in front of you.
All right. I give her a couple head nods, and then I point at her. I say, you're next.
So who did that spell go at? The back sister?
No, that went at the front one.
Oh, that went at her?
Oh, that was I thought the back one canceled it.
No, the front one canceled.
Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
You're now.
Well, you're now, yeah.
Yeah, because technically that happened.
Bitch.
That would have happened before you did your...
All right, I said, all right, bitch, let's go then.
And will save, you said?
Yeah, will save, yep.
8 plus 18 is a 26.
Ooh, bummer. Well, it still does a 4d6 mental damage, and she is frightened 1. 16?
My favorite is I think that you rolled the lowest, David. So all this goes on,
and
David just pops
the
out the back like, surprise, motherfucker!
Pop that.
It's just because you rolled shitty.
Yeah.
It works so perfect with the whole, like, you popping in the back and surprising them.
Mm-hmm.
You're just like, pop, pop, surprise.
The sister that you attacked looks back at you. Oh, you want to play spell for spell? And she reaches out her hands, and again, this one also has, like, the red with the black go through. These black tendrils go through the ground, through Cosma, to get to you. So grim tendrils are coming at both of you.
Aw, shit. It better not work.
And me and him?
It's a line.
Out of game question, but have you ever used grim tendrils in this version of Organa?
I don't think I have it.
Okay, so this is the first time she sees a spell that in the future we know she uses. So this is the moment where you learn about that spell.
I love this.
And I think that's a really cool...
I love this so much.
Kind of huge.
Maybe this
I'm
starts
need
the
fortitude
turn.
Saves from both of you.
Starts the dark turn to dark Organa.
This is a spell within a negative subtype, correct?
It absolutely
is. I fucking thought it was. All right.
So what's your...
I'm pretty confident that this passes but doesn't critically succeed with a 29.
29 will succeed.
24.
24 will not.
Uh-oh.
Because the bonus from the thing is the status, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't stack with that?
Nope.
No.
Did I waste a hero point on it?
Does anyone waste a hero point?
Do you know what it does?
I have no idea.
Ah, well then, you don't know if it's a waste or not.
You got a point.
Fail.
I know what it does. Although...
Everyone at the table, I think, knows what
it
does.
Yeah, I'll use 0 points.
Yeah, except my sorcerer, it never really worked.
That's a lot better.
Higher roll on the die than me.
That's a 31.
You will also succeed. So you guys get to miss out on the persistent bleed damage.
D4?
It would be 3 persistent bleed damage in this case. Because that just goes up by 1. The dice go up. Since you guys take half damage for succeeding, you take 10 negative damage.
Hell yeah. So 5.
There you go.
And then she casts shield on herself, which you very clearly notice.
I can fully see Organa adopting this bitch's spell simply because of all that's happening right now.
I don't even know if you heard that last part. Her last action?
Yeah, I heard it.
Oh. You didn't react, so that's why I wouldn't know if you heard.
I went like this. Okay.
Clay nods.
Do you have counterspell?
No, I do not.
Counterspell is up there.
I was going to say, I don't think I can take counterspell.
Oh, you have countersong.
I have counterperformance, yeah.
Counterperformance, that's what it is. I knew it was one of those.
And finally, Chaser.
Oh, it's my turn, right? Top of the initiative. Not even in the room, man.
But yeah, hot goth sisters are hot, though, right?
Yeah.
I hit on her a little bit.
When
you couldn't even see her from out in the hallway?
No, when I walked in the room, I saw the skeleton guy, and you said, the one with glasses had nice shades.
That's not hitting on her.
They're also not shades. She thinks you're an idiot. Whatever. Chaser opens the door.
That's verbal finger guns that he just did.
We've got another guest back here.
Action one. Chaser swings open the door, looks inside, sees what's happening.
The door smacks him in the face on the way back.
It hits the wall. Just, shit. Oh, I'll beat you up next.
Hit him in the back of the head because this one's an outward opening door.
About time you joined in on the fun.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
Dude, it's been 6 seconds. We're like, what are you talking about?
It's been 6 seconds.
It's about
joke
time this 6 seconds.
I can still joke with him.
Can you?
Why can't I?
Joking's against a paladin.
Fuck you. You know what else is against the paladin creed? Selling out your friends when they're trying to sneak. Crazy.
You literally just slammed out. You said you swung open the door.
Chaser, let's go.
Didn't say you quietly opened the door.
In here, Chaser.
That could be
anyone.
I know
you're trying to hide back there, but in here, I can't lie to them. They're back there.
Tell them all your weaknesses.
I'd like to run up to the skeleton that is facing off against Roswin and flank it if I can.
Chaser,
punch
it.
40 feet of movement.
Punch it.
That's the plan.
The easternmost one?
Yes. Because I can get there in 40 feet, right?
Just?
Yep.
Do I know that he can, like, change his hand motion to change the, like, type? Like, punch versus, like, a slash?
I mean,
I've seen
him doing it.
Constantly, every fight.
Yeah.
You've seen me, like,
yeah,
you've seen him on fire.
I don't know if Rosman's smart enough to know
sparking.
That, like, he can, like, open his hand and do a slice or a stab instead of a punch for bludgeoning.
He's
trying to roleplay the bludgeoning part. Ball your fist. Punch him like a punchy thing.
I heard you. I got this.
I didn't know if you heard me, either.
Action 3, key strike, flurry of blows.
Ooh.
First hit. Ooh, oh, that's gonna hit. Oh my god.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
It's a 12.
No, it's much higher.
It's okay, you'll miss the second attack.
For Mike, that's 13 is much higher than 12.
It's a 36 to hit.
Holy shit.
So that hits?
It crits.
Great. Second hit is a 28.
A 28 with the flanking is also a crit.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
I'm pumping positive damage into this for my key strike.
Okay.
So, would you like me to separate the bludgeoning and positive, or...
Not necessary.
Okay. I crit.
Yeah, so you roll twice.
Yeah.
On both of them. So you roll 4 times.
Yeah. That's 11. Plus more.
Plus more?
That's 11 plus more. 12, 14... 19, add 12 on top of that.
31.
Okay, that was the first hit. That was a much lower roll the first time with 4.
4 off 3d6s, ouch.
Tough guy.
Is that 3 off 3d6s?
Yes, it is. So 7 plus 12 still.
19.
Plus the...
31 for a total of 50.
Equal. Wow. Sprint in, get my hands ready, just like rub them together and crack, crack, right in its ribs.
Sounds like a cold shot.
I can't believe I rolled 3 fucking 1s. And that'll be all of my actions.
So, Chaser, as you come charging in here and just light up this glowing fist punch, you shower your two companions, all three of your companions, with just a giant shower of bones as this thing just shatters.
I'm outside the door, really?
Yes.
Damn, good for you.
It was all combined in one hit, too. I mean, it bypassed it, probably, but, like, it had... it was weak to bludgeoning, you said, and I did positive damage
said.
To it.
That's what he said. It's probably not true.
Was it true? I mean, we don't know. We don't know. We don't know.
That takes us back to the top of the order to Rosvin.
I got you, Rosvin.
Yeah.
Which we'll find out what happens next time.
What the fuck?
Okay. Tyrant But Deadly is a production of Called Shots Entertainment. Pathfinder and the Pathfinder Adventure Paths are property of Paizo Inc. Music by Dark Fantasy Studio. You can visit our website at calledshotsentertainment.com, where you can also find links to our various social media pages and production outlets. You can also stop by our Discord. We'd love to chat. If you like what you hear, please consider sharing us with your friends and sharing a rating wherever it is you listen to podcasts. For Called Shots Entertainment, I'm Kevin. Later.